Hey, Smutters.
Hey, Smutters.
How was your week this week?
Oh, you know. Same old, same old. Raising a little hell.
Were you?
Yeah. I went out to a work function.
I was
a wild man.
So wild. You got home at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
That is late for us. I could not imagine.
I was so exhausted, I went straight to bed.
You did, y'all. He got home and crashed. He was out. But, yes, I've had a week. It's been so hot here in Tennessee. But I was wanting to tell you.
Tell me.
We have at my work a DoorDasher. And.
Guys, I'm sorry. I just had some chips and salsa, and evidently Chili's thinks it's funny to have 3,000 degree salsa, so I'm a little, whew, right now.
Also, Chili's, you can sponsor us if you want to. But yeah, we have this DoorDasher, and it's like, I guess it's husband and wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, and she, you know, she comes by, but her... We'll say it's her boyfriend. I think it's her boyfriend. He always gets out of the car in the parking lot and throws frisbees. Bit like...
Coming to a college campus near you.
No, like, he will throw them as hard as he can, as far as he can, because we've got, like, a little wooded area next to where we are.
Does he know they're not boomerangs and they don't come back?
Oh, he runs and gets them, and then he comes back and does it again. Oh. But what's funny is when he throws it extra hard... Like, I'm obsessed with this. I'll sit there and watch, and when he throws it extra hard, he'll, like, make the hand motion and go, yes! And it drives me crazy because if that were us and you jumped out of the car to throw a frisbee, I would be like, absolutely not, get back in the car.
So.
But I'm not done.
Does he come by when he gets in his shoes and runs and sees how fast he is?
No, today I was like, y'all, I'm going to run outside and take that frisbee. He's not getting it back. And they told me he has a trunk load of them. Like, he's got a box full of Frisbees. And I was like, well, that's not going to do any good. So, I was like, this person just irks me to no end. Like, I just don't get it. And then, like, I was talking to one of the girls about it. And she goes, oh, no, he told me he was going pro. And I was like... Well, he gets a lot of practice in. But, y'all, that it drives me crazy for some reason. I hope he gets to go pro and throw in Frisbee or whatever it is, ultimate. I have no idea. But, you know, he deserves it. He practices everywhere he goes. But that's my little story for the week. And it happens quite often. So, I'm just...
I could imagine him... Remember in those, we've laughed about this on many occasions, those Skecher shoes that have the roller blades on them?
I want some of those.
To him be rolling up someone is like, how do you like me now?
I would do that. I wish I had some of those. I would break my hip or something if I had those. Do they make those in adult sizes?
I don't know, but I can't help you break a hip, but I can help you slip a disc.
Okay. Thanks.
You don't get it.
So.
For your disc lipping needs, just let me know.
Are you talking about sex?
Yes, dumbo.
Thought you were going to drop kick me or something. I don't know. Anyway, we are doing a haunted ritual tonight.
How is a ritual haunted?
Well, it's basically a haunted game. It's just what they call them, is haunted rituals, because you're kind of performing a ritual when you do it. So, this one is...
Is this where you bring Jack and Crack, and there's good witches and bad witches? Carmen Brown!
So much South Park. Oh, speaking of South Park...
The new movie.
The new movie. We are watching the new movie right now, and... They're making fun of Karens. So,
and streaming wars.
And streaming wars. And at first I was like, they're making the streaming wars like it's like rivers and stuff, but then it started hitting me.
Streams.
I was, oh.
Wow.
Well, I was thinking of all the TV networks that have the streaming, you know.
They are.
So I was like, good, because there's
they're poking fun at that, yes.
They need to, because
there's like 10 million.
I cannot afford more streaming services. We have so many.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, let's dive into this game.
Dive on in.
Dive on in. And it is called the Paranormal Picture Game.
Oh, hell.
And you know what, y'all?
What?
I want y'all to try this. I want to see what happens. And if y'all do try it, I want to see the pictures that y'all get. DM the pictures to us. Send them to our Gmail at supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com. I would
that
love...
You don't even check?
I check it every day.
Oh.
I don't check Twitter at all. But
you don't check for tweets or chirps?
I don't know what that is. But
I think a chirp is like a poke from Facebook.
You can poke people on Facebook?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Do you want me to poke you?
No. You're already going to slip a disc in my back. So.
Well, I've been known to do that a time or two. Wink, wink.
A wink, a wink. A wink. But yes, if y'all do this game, because you're supposed to take pictures and you're supposed to get a picture of a ghost when you do it, send the pictures to us. I want to see what y'all come up with. I'm not going to tell y'all not to try it because y'all don't have to listen to me and I'm not responsible for y'all. So if you do, definitely send those pictures in and we can post them on Instagram if y'all are okay with it. So let's jump into how you play the game.
Play the game.
Step one.
Step one.
We'll have so much fun.
Slipping disc.
No, I was singing New Kids.
What?
New Kids on the Block. Step by step.
Stop. You just revealed Stop. That you definitely need some face cream at night.
Okay. You will need to gather a number of participants for this ritual. You will need a minimum of 2 players, but this game does work better with more people. You should also make sure to gather a long piece of string or rope, 1 small mirror per participant, a camera with flash capabilities, a glass, a serving of alcohol, and a pair of scissors.
Sounds like a party.
Okay. Now, the alcohol I read is better to use wine. I don't know why. That's just what I read. So, I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of ghost you're after. Get some whiskey and put it in there.
Let's get some damn whiskey and some Marlboro Reds. We'll find this damn ghost.
Let's get some cowboys in here. Okay, step 2. Begin by filling your glass with the alcohol. You should now place this in the middle of the room you intend to play within. Next, tie a knot in your piece of string to form a circle with it. Then use the circle to surround the glass of alcohol, and each person should sit in a circle around the glass. Make sure each person is holding their mirrors while pointing them up to the ceiling. You should now turn off all the lights to sit in complete darkness. All participants should also close their eyes and hold each other's hands and recite, "I trust you," one right after the other. Now, they should simultaneously repeat, "The door is open, please come in," together 3 times. Afterwards, they can open their eyes, knowing that the entity they are summoning could now be in the room with them. Each player should now take a turn using the camera. They must repeat, "I caught you," before taking a photograph with the flash on, pointing the camera directly in front of them. The camera should be passed around the circle with each participant repeating this process a total of 3 times.
3?
3.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of pictures, right? Mm-hmm. It is important that no one look at the viewfinder to sight the photos they take at this moment. You never know what you're going to pick up in your photographs.
From this moment.
Stop. Once completed, the game must now be closed. Again, all players must close their eyes and simultaneously recite, "It is time to go home," together 3 times. Each mirror should be turned to face the ground. The light should be switched on, the string circle cut, and the alcohol in the glass should be properly disposed of. You don't drink it. Mm-hmm. To do this, pour it outside onto the dirt.
That's alcohol abuse.
It is abuse. Only once this is complete can you review your photos and see if anything strange was captured. Now, I believe the mirrors are supposed to open some kind of portal for the ghost, and that's why you'll flip them over when you're done with the game. So, here are some warnings. While playing this game, there are a few considerations to keep in mind. Do not enter the string circle at any point in the game. If anyone begins to cry or feel sick, they must not be allowed to take any photos. If anyone begins to act in a way he doesn't represent their typical behavior or just strange in general, the game should be ended immediately. If anyone says out loud that they are scared or something similar in that nature, end the game immediately. The entity may take advantage of that person, considering them to be weak in nature. So, we have an experience.
I'm still not doing it.
Well, they didn't stop playing when this person got scared.
That's the thing, though.
What?
Whether you believe or not, if you do stuff like this, you're just asking for it.
Yeah, you are. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They're opening themselves up, making themselves vulnerable, and inviting a spirit in, and no telling what they will get. You could get a demon. As I believe that's what these people got when in the story we're about to go over.
Well, I mean, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Alrighty. So, let's see here. Now,
come on now.
Sorry, I was looking for the experience on here.
I'm looking for experiences too.
Okay, so this is an account of one of the players. There is a lot of cussing in it, so I'm sorry, y'all. But it's nothing y'all aren't.
No bad language.
It's nothing y'all aren't used to by now.
No bad language.
It's fine. It's fine.
No.
Yeah, it is. So we'll go over this and then we'll talk about it right after. I looked to see if there was an update or anything on the experience and I couldn't find anything. So we're good to go.
Good to go.
My brave yet stupid friend named Kevin suggested we would play the game on Friday the 13th, since it is known to be a special day for unholy spirits and devils. I called two more of my friends and we gathered at Jeff's house and we wanted to wait till it was 2 a.m. I don't know why they picked 2 a.m. I must be honest, I was scared as fuck. Like, I don't want to take pics with ghosts and shit. This person cracks me up. Especially on that day, but curiosity controlled me and I wanted to know what would happen. Oh, you don't want to know what happened. 2 a.m. is here. We gathered and prepared the wine and the strings and we read the rules and it involved that never start if someone was scared. Oh, I fucked up. I was scared, but I didn't care which was a stupid thing I regret till now. We held hands and chanted in unison and we started taking pictures. First cycle passed and second cycle was horrifying as fuck. My friend Tom, out of nowhere, we found his face covered in tears and his eyes were red as hell. We got scared. So, yep, that was the trigger for ghosts to take advantage of us. Jeff wanted to quit, but I told him it would be dangerous to leave in the middle. What a terrible friend. You can't quit. We've already started. And, of course, the creepy noises from the living room were something I'd never heard before. A weird noise like an angry person who kept making an agony-like sound. It was, he said a sound and then it went to like And boy, I almost jumped out of the window and screamed like a cookie. And Jeff ran to close the door in case there was something coming up the stairs. I love that. Scream like a cookie.
Scream like a cookie.
That's what he said.
Are we watching Shrek or something? You monster.
We did.
Lord Farquaad's around.
Farquaad.
You're Lord Farquaad.
We decided we have to end, so we took the third cycle, and every time we take a picture, the sound grows closer. And Tom kept covering his ears and shaking forwards and backwards. We ended the ritual and looked at the photos, and I swear, I never wanted to look, but curiosity always wins. So I decided to take a look, and the lovely shadow picture, or the lovely shadow figures, were in the first cycle pics, and my pic was a shadow figure standing behind me. The second cycle was some red eyes and pics, but by a regrettable mistake, we took a picture of Tom when he was crying. We forgot the rule about not taking a picture of someone crying. I told Jeff, I won't look at it, so he decided to look, and suddenly, Jeff, the bravest of my friends, threw the picture and screamed violently like a maniac while covering his mouth.
Like a little girl?
No. I ran at him and tried to relax him. He kept saying, oh my fucking God, oh my fucking God, what the fuck? What the living fuck is that? What the fuck is that, bro?
Jesus.
He's scared. That's not me saying it.
But you don't have to repeat it.
That's what it says. That's what the story says. Says.
Sailor.
I got terrified from what was happening. I mean, Tom was still lying on the ground, and Jeff was having a panic attack. And oh, I forgot to mention my other friend who literally jumped out of the window after the game was done. He didn't want to leave the house through the door by the living room. He just went straight and jumped and ran in the street. Concerning Tom's picture, I couldn't resist. I wanted to see what made Jeff, one of my bravest friends, to be terrified as fuck like that. I looked at the picture and I regret that I did, but it was far beyond my imagination. Tom's eyes were hollow and pure black, and there was a shadow with red eyes barely smiling, but it looked like it was coming out of Tom's neck. I almost cried for fuck's sake. It was scary. I mean, literally, it took me 5 days so I can gather my strength to write about this. We immediately burned the pictures, and Jeff broke the camera and burned it. I will never try such a dangerous ritual again after all curiosity killed the cat, and it literally almost killed me. So, he gave some tips.
Found out.
You can't say that. That's mine. Pro tips. Fuck this game. That's number one.
Right?
Don't be a living baboon and try to play on the lovely Friday the 13th.
Baboon?
Yes. Trust me, you will be filled with regret.
Why not just call him an oaf or something?
Or a cookie. Why I like cookie.
Cookie?
Never, ever, fucking ever play if you were afraid. Make sure you got them big old balls for this game.
Big old hairy honchos.
Those cojones. Wow. Jesus Christ, pray for the Lord if you summon cute Disney ghosts that just want to take pictures. If you hear any kind of noise in the house, just lock the door of the room you are playing in. There's a high chance one of your friends might cry, so never take a picture of him or let him take any. If you are the one crying, I'm sorry. There's a high chance you will be used by a ghost and get possessed. Make sure you have an experienced friend that knows how to save anyone if they got possessed.
Are they all priests then?
Yes.
I hope your friends are priests.
Be sure to bring the priest by.
Lord.
Massive warning. Never, by any chance, look at the picture before ending the game. If you feel that you don't want to look at the pictures, then don't. I still regret looking. Deadly warning. Only blame yourself if you played near a graveyard, and I don't think you will have time to blame. Respect the dead and let them sleep. I don't know where the whole graveyard thing came up, but y'all go play it in a graveyard.
Y'all let us know what happens.
I mean, if you're going to play it, get the full experience and do it in a graveyard on Friday the 13th at 3 o'clock in the morning and not 2. So,
pansies.
Yeah, but, and don't do wine, get you some whiskey and Marlboro Reds and summon some real shit up.
Make sure you got friends that are priests.
Yeah, have a priest on standby. And so when you get possessed, he'll be there to help you out. It's fine. He'll do it.
It's fine.
But yeah, I say if you're going to do it, go big. Do the damn thing.
And slip a disc.
And slip a disc while you're at it. As a matter of fact, slip a disc while you're playing the game. So, that is the picture game ritual. There were not a lot of accounts I could find of it. That was actually the main one I could find. And it showed up in several different spots. So, I wanted to let y'all hear that one. And plus, I wanted y'all to hear about the picture, what it looked like when they looked at it and they weren't supposed to. That was crazy. His eyes were gone.
Still, I say,
no.
No. Do not play this. Well, I actually do. I want to see it. But yeah, like I said, if you do, send those pictures to us. Or if you already have, send the pictures to us and let us know what happened to you. I would love to know. I would love to read it on the air and go back to this. Because as I said, that was the only experience I could find about it. Look the rules up and follow them to the T if you do plan on playing. Have your priest on standby.
Actually, why don't you play it tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, there has to be two players.
Where's our daughter?
You know, the thing that gets me is, like, in all these rituals, you have to, like, turn the lights. It has to be totally dark.
Why?
I don't know. I guess ghosts like the darkness or something. I don't know. But that's the, like, if it were, like, during the day at, like, lunchtime or something and all the lights were on, I'd be down for it. But, you know, not at 3 o'clock in the morning with all the lights off. That's scary.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, yes. So, it was a short one tonight, and I'm going to come back with a good story next week. Heard a really wonderful story, and I'm doing a lot of research on it, and I hope y'all like it as much as I do. It's pretty cool.
Are you gonna tell us?
No, I will say that we will be going to Scotland for this story.
Scotland.
Scotland.
See, you repeat everything I say.
Did I sound Scottish?
No, you sound British.
British. I gotta get my Scrooge McDuck hang down.
He's accent. Not Irish.
He's Scottish.
He's not Scottish either.
What is he?
He's a duck.
He's Scrooge McDuck. He's Scottish.
No, he's not.
Look it up.
You look it
Google
up.
Google it. I know.
You Google it.
I don't have to because I know.
You don't know.
I used to watch DuckTales like crazy.
I bet you did.
I did. I love DuckTales.
Have you applied your face cream tonight? You old goat.
But yes, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I will try to post some hints about what we are doing. See if you can guess. We had some wonderful guesses for the last one that we put up. And y'all, do you have anything you need to add?
More beer.
Okay. Well, fuck you, Barry. And
you're such a sailor.
That's my catchphrase. I have to say it. It is my catchphrase. We're going to have t-shirts that say fuck you, Barry on it.
Really? Don't worry about getting sued at all.
Maybe it's a different Barry.
Really?
Yeah. Could be.
Is it?
It's any Barry you want it to be.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Oh.
No, it's not true at all. All right, y'all.
Is that against berries?
No. Y'all, that was Brantley making an appearance, saying hi to everybody. Make good choices. Have a wonderful week. Do not throw frisbees in the parking lot.
And make sure you slip a disc or two.
We'll see y'all Sunday. Bye.
Bye. Carmen Brown.